I think it's just as important, I think. We're going into a league that could be the strongest championship in 20 years. It's, you know, the teams that are coming down are very, very established Premier League clubs with huge Premier League budgets. Of course, it'll depend on whether they want to strip that back and sell their better assets or whether they want to keep them, because financially I'm sure they would be able to keep them and try and bounce back in year one. And then when you look at the top end of that table now with Cardiff, Fulham, Middlesbrough, Villa, Derby and all the other massive teams at the top end of that table, there's only, because Wolves are already up, there's only another two that are going to guarantee, and so there's going to be some massive clubs left in the Championship next year. If we're going to compete, we have to have some investment. We have to be able to go and buy some footballers. As we talked about last year, there will be, the loan players will be going back. There's a few out of contract that will leave. There's a few players that probably have been on the periphery this year that if they want to leave and try somewhere else, that's okay. We'll have them discussions. We only want players who want to be here and fight for their place every week. And we just have to try and build a team that first and foremost can be competitive. Competitive meaning on any given day against any team, we can give them a game. Over 46 games, it's going to be difficult to compete with budgets four or five times as big as yours, but on any given day, we want to be able to compete next year. I think gradually try and build the club, really, build a platform. I think it's wrong to go and say, right, we want 30 million next year. You know what I mean? That's wrong to say that. But I think over the next 3 or 4 years, we might be able to build a squad. But you have to start building it and then add to it and then add to it. And I'll go and just have them discussions, really, of where do we think the investment is. This is what I feel we should be looking to do, to buy some players and bring some quality in to help the existing group and see how it goes. That's, you know, I hope, I feel ambition. My conversations this week since Tuesday night have been pretty positive, and that they're all, the family in India have been watching everything. They're very happy. They're proud, and hopefully we're going to try and continue to make them proud and make the supporters proud, of course. And you know, it's not for me to have any wish lists or anything, but somewhere along the line, whether it's this year, next year, the year after, hopefully because of the success of the team on the pitch, that the family at some stage would come back and be able to watch the team, and the people of Blackburn would understand that at some level there's been some support of the team and the manager. That's not my job. I think my job is on the grass to try and build a football team that the people who pay their money every week and come and watch are proud of and can see are giving everything, win, lose or draw, that they know they've got a team fighting for the blue and white shirts.
In some respects, are you really glad there's two games where there's something to play for in those games, in the respect that there is still another target that you could reach come the end of the season?
I say it's good. It's we're not in pole position, I would have to say, first and foremost. You know, if we hadn't conceded a 94th minute goal at Bristol Rovers a week ago, we would have been in pole position. And that just shows how tight it's been right at the top end of the table. You know, huge credit to Wigan. As I said last week to you, you know, on record, it's they've done a fantastic job. Paul's done a great job there. They've got some very, very good players. And what will be over these next two games, we'll go and try and win them. I'm sure they'll go and try and win them. Whoever finishes top of the pile, good luck. The other one is still going to be in the league. And in a year's time, nobody will remember who won the league and who came second. So for me, we'll pick a stronger team as we can and go and try and win this game. And then we'll all prepare, and hopefully there'll be a good turnout at Ewood next Saturday, and we can try and find a performance as well to show them that we're a hungry team and we're trying to win games.
On Charlton, they seem to have had a resurgence since Lee Bowyer's taken over, and thinking back to earlier this season, they were pretty good at Ewood, yeah, weren't they?
Yeah, they're a good team. I like a few of the Charlton players. I'll speak to Lee after the game, but I think they've got some very talented individuals. I think it's a very difficult game. I think they've won 5 out of his 8 games, I think, which is fantastic for him. And how's he done that? He's got good players. He's got people at the top end who can score. He's got some very talented defenders. His midfield players are a good blend and balance of athleticism and strength, and some lovely creative passing footballers who you can't get the ball off. Charlton are a good team. It's I like watching Charlton, to be honest. And I know this is a test for us, but one that I think the spirit of our team won't accept that we go there and just be patsies for them to pass it around us and get another 3 points. We'll go there and do what we do. We'll compete, we'll fight, we'll ask questions of them, we'll get the ball forward and press in behind it, and we'll see how the game goes.